When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Sesternino back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of December 27th, 2023, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, we're back here for News AF, final News AF of 2023 here, as we're here to wrap it all up here on this holiday week here with the News AF team back with us. Of course, we have Pickleball's top influencer, a veteran newsman. Here he is, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm good. Just got back from Utah last night, and it was cold, but we found snow. I bet Danny's jealous. There's snow at 9,000 feet up at Wolf Creek Ranch.
Oh, I'm aware.
And the girls played hard. Bergen came down with like this fever that knocked her out. Dude, she slept for like 2 days over Christmas.
Oh, so many kids were sick over the holidays.
Yeah. So, but she's rebounded and she's good now. She just missed out on playing in the snow. But Marla was a champ. And that's it. Nice relaxing Christmas vacation in a cabin.
Yeah.
How about you?
Me?
Yeah.
We didn't have
You had a party, dude. And I like all that again.
Get together.
Like I said again. I wouldn't have made the trip, but it would have felt nice to just get an invite.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, we did for the second year in a row.
You did one last year.
Oh, you should have said that, Rob.
What? You know, it's the holidays. So much going on. Like, how can we make this even more fun? Okay, let's throw like an extra get together, like 2 days before.
Perfect.
Christmas.
Yeah. How is that? Because like this is being honest now, because I'm giving you a hard time about not being invited. Obviously, if there was any chance I would be able to attend, I'm sure you would invite me.
I mean, who wouldn't be up for cross country travel 2 days before the holidays?
Right. But it does seem like it adds a lot, but not only just to you, to everybody who also attends.
Has to go.
Yeah.
It's like Rachel would be all for it. She'd be like, yes, holiday stuff.
Yeah.
And I would be like, dude, this is more stuff. This is so we can choose. We get to do this, or we get to go see the holiday lights, or we get to do a thing. And we
chose do it all, Tyson.
Do it all. Mm-hmm. We took the girls ice skating.
Yeah. And I want to say, I said we chose to do it all. It was chosen. And I had absolutely no power to veto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you got some.
I saw some pictures. How many people did you have there?
Are we counting kids as people?
Nope.
Okay. Then adults. I feel like there was maybe eight adults.
Okay.
Okay. I would count kids though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because they're a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did you just put up the kids in the kids' room with a TV on or something?
They were watching TV. Honestly, like there were more people invited, and then a lot of people were sick and canceled.
Oh, wow. Yeah, sickness got around. I also got sick right before we traveled, like a few days. So not like I wasn't doing anything irresponsible. And then people were like, it's COVID. Everybody's getting COVID right now. I was like, I don't get COVID. I'm Tyson Apostle. I went and got tested. No COVID.
It was a new donkey virus.
It was the donkey virus.
Yep.
Is it really a donkey virus?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just had a, I had a fever.
Yeah.
I just had a fever for a day. So, Danny, what? How many parties did you throw and how many did you attend?
Danny Bryce.
Only family parties will I attend. I don't throw parties, nor do I invite people to my house. People knock on my door, neighbors, to give me gifts, and I find that to be an intrusion. Like,
we got a bag of oranges from the pie lady.
Oh, she's back?
Oh, she's back, dude. Did you take a bite out of the orange?
No, we looked at them.
Yeah, I bet you did. Did you look for needle marks? Unfortunately, this is what I say to people who bring me gifts. Did you make this yourself? Oh, yes, of course. So-and-so is great at making this particular thing. Okay, thank you for telling me that.
And then punch in half.
Yeah.
Goes right into the garbage. I don't want to be poisoned by a stranger with a vendetta.
Because you said something about them on the podcast.
Or because they don't keep my yard nice and tidy.
Something happened to me that has never happened to me before in my many years on this earth, that we had carolers come by on Saturday.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Dude, so awkward, right? How long do you have to stand there?
So, yeah, so it was the like, we were sort of like, I hear a bunch of people coming down the street, and I live at the end of the street, and so like, it's a dead end over here.
Oh, no, it's
and
coming.
And so I'm like, oh, like, are we being raided? Are these looters? What's happening? And so they came up, and the very slow procession of the carolers, I could sort of like see them coming in the distance, and they came and knocked at the door, and they was like, they were going to do their thing. And I'm sort of like, all right, gather around, children. It was, I thought this was incredibly funny.
Like, Norman Rockwell moment.
Me as like a, you know, a person who, I don't know, I guess I would say as a performer, I felt like, okay, so I have the decency to like, okay, this has never happened before. I thought maybe the kids might be into it. My wife stood there for the first verse of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Very annoyed, looked at her watch before then, walked away, did not get through all three verses of Hark the Herald Angels.
She just went back inside. What a boss.
If you're not up front, then you had that ability, like as a person in the back.
But the thing is, but here's the thing.
I like your wife's style.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's also the one throwing the parties. She's also throwing the parties.
Yeah, she had a lot on her mind, Tyson.
Yeah, it is true. But it is a weird spot. Like, I've been on both ends of
the caroling. She doesn't have that people-pleasing gene that, you know, really runs many of the decisions that I do. She's like, eh.
Your entire life is just based on pleasing people.
Not, but Rachel is a no, but
Rachel is
you
more
know,
of a people pleaser.
I fight that.
I think I would, because I'm also not a people pleaser. I'm do what I makes me happy.
Yeah,
and hopefully not at the expense of others. I think the play here is get through the first song, commend them on how great they are, keep talking so they can't start a second song. And then,
oh, yeah, they only did one song, but I kind of thought they could have done like a medley.
Dude,
they
if you
did
hear
three
them coming,
verses of Hark the Herald Angels sing. Like,
if you
we got
hear
it
them
after
coming
verse
to,
one. Yeah.
To your house, you need to turn off the lights. Like, that would have been my move. Like, they're down the street. Kids, get in the car. turn off the lights, drive away. We are leaving. That is exactly what I would do.
We got one. We got it. This is it. Carolers, for future reference, one verse of one very fun, upbeat song that you can harmonize well and have been practicing. You get one verse. Because imagine Hark the Herald Angels Sing, one song just belted out to perfection, totally harmonized with like a little choreographed to it. Awesome.
Yep. So this was what my head was going. Juicy J in the chat says, I never had carolers. Do you tip them after? And I did not know if there was a tipping ceremony that would come after. I'm like, oh, quick, get my wallet. I don't know. There's carolers. And I didn't know. So like they finished. I offered them a drink or a snack or anything?
Right. Yep, that's what you do.
And they said, no, they just had some literature for us.
Oh, no.
They were on their merry way.
Jehovah's Witnesses got you?
No, they weren't. They weren't Jehovah's Witnesses. They had like a book of daily.
The Mormons.
They weren't Mormon. I think they were Baptist. Just had like.
Didn't read the literature yet?
I haven't read it yet. It's a reading per day for Advent, which it was already December 23rd.
Yeah, so, you're not going to get through all.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, I didn't get back to it, but yeah. So, yeah.
Well,
got caroled.
Yeah, you did get caroled. So. This is interesting with the tipping because I thought what you did was correct. But then I started thinking maybe there are people, like maybe there is groups of like homeless people that do that in the holidays to earn tips. And then, so I think you have to measure the group. But in general,
I think they tend to do that more just like on a corner. They tend to not take it on the road. Yeah, they're not on tour.
Okay.
With a big cauldron laid out for money.
Yeah.
So this is where, if this had aligned with your Christmas party, it would have been perfect because you were like, come on in.
We got the entertainment.
We've got hot chocolate. We've got everything. No, they come and then you have new friends. Mm-hmm. They're all Baptists, but still a friend is a friend.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, we got everything going with the Christmas spirit already.
Yeah.
Now it's all over. Pack it all up.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Make your dinner reservations, put your Christmas gifts away.
So you can't say happy holidays anymore, or you still can?
Liz asked me this morning how long to leave the tree out. And I said, you have until New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. Yeah.
I think this day after New Year's. You don't want to, you're still recovering on New Year's.
Well, yeah, that's New Year's Day.
Watching football. The second.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I put my Christmas stuff away on December 26th.
Love it. Yeah. That's a man who's in charge.
Mm-hmm. One day I took my old dried out tree out in middle of March.
Wow. You took it out like to the trash or you took it out of.
Yeah. I think it was in our house for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. Well, we're still in the holiday season. So we've got some
and spirit
holiday news still to come. And maybe anybody have any fun New Year's plans?
Liz's birthday is New Year's.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. I've gone to a Liz birthday party on New Year's before.
It's awkward. We don't know how to get people to celebrate it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have friends?
No, just a ton of family that we can call upon. They like owe us.
Mm-hmm. They owe us?
Yeah.
For what?
So
being related to me.
You already saw him, though. Do you need to see him again this soon?
Could be weird. To actually ask for that, but we get my mom to buy some fireworks. I think that we can get at least some of the kids there.
That's true. So your holidays, you're famous for having, and I would say most famous for having 11 total siblings in your family, Danny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're all 11 there with all of their respective families.
Only one family wasn't there.
Why?
So, 'cause he lives in New York.
Okay.
Everybody else was there. It's so much chaos that you can actually disappear. There's so many people that you can just kind of like disappear into the kitchen and like gnaw on a piece of meat while the festivities go on.
Okay. What meat are you gnawing?
Steak.
Okay. So I also want to ask another question. So I'm assuming these 11 parties are present at a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to name names, but I think the more that you add to a mix, the more likely there are people that you strongly dislike. Are there people in these groups
that you strongly dislike?
Are there people in these groups that you're just like, gotta fucking.
Yes, but you, first of all, strongly dislike, no. But there are people that perhaps I don't get along with as well, you know, whether they're in-laws or whatever.
And I'm sure they feel the same about you. So we're not burning these people.
No, they're like,
people are poo-pooing over Danny like on his side. He doesn't know.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I was going to see Danny at the party. But the thing is, there's so many people is that you can hide, you know, like you can choose a corner of the room with a group of individuals and just kind of like be there. Cliques might form.
Oh my God.
Really?
It's
like a high school dance.
Plus you can pick up a baby at any time and babies are like.
Is there a cool relatives table, Danny?
I don't think so, but you can pick up a baby and babies are conversation shields a lot of the time. You're like, I'm just going to walk around with this baby. and avoid all conversation.
Doesn't even have to be yours. I just
no. You're like, oh, there's a baby right there. I'll just pick that thing up and start showing it cool, dangerous things for the next hour.
You don't seem like the type of person that would pick up a baby.
There's some nieces and nephews that are hilarious.
Okay.
At a certain age, babies are hilarious because they'll do and say really awesome stuff. And eat weird. So yeah, you just grab a baby.
Like a talking baby.
Yeah, like right there on the verge of talking, wandering around, trying to walk into
more
the fireplace.
More of a toddler.
Toddler. They're hilarious. Mm-hmm. Falling downstairs. So, okay. Yeah. It works out in the end. There's so many of us.
Okay. I just wanted to know, like, because at some point you'd think that one of these families is going to be estranged by their own will.
Voluntarily, yes. Yeah. They'll remove themselves from the equation, I'm sure.
Yeah, but it hasn't happened yet.
No, there is one family. Mm-hmm. And I got to say that I think that it's a product of the in-law, and they've slowly been detaching themselves over like years and years. It's been a long game strategy. So now when they don't show up at events, you don't even notice.
Yeah. Smart. So, that's
so, but everybody's happy. They get what they want, which is separation from us. And we get what we want is the avoidance of awkward conversation. So everybody wins.
Danny, Josh in the chat wants to know, do you forget any of the kids' names in your family?
This is going to be embarrassing, but sometimes I do forget my nieces and nephews' names.
How many nieces and nephews do you have?
I think it's like 36 or 7.
I mean,
and the family that doesn't show up a lot, their kids will show up, the younger ones. I'm like, dude, what's this person's name? Is this one of ours? Mm-hmm. So it does happen.
That's not an astronomical number for 11 families to have only 37 children betwixt them. Oh, actually, I guess it is. It's over.
That's pretty big.
I guess it's about 3 on average. Okay.
Yeah, but not compared to, you know, Danny's parents.
My joke is that eventually people will have to get blood tested before they get married here in this valley because potential
embryo. They will, actually. Yeah. It's like that movie where the sperm donor guy who, he's the doctor at the thing or something, and all the kids are his in the whole town, and he's passed on all these genetic diseases that now they
all
have to deal with.
This is a movie?
No, this is a real documentary.
Okay.
So the guy that we talked about, remember Starbucks cup guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in the news. He's fathered 170 kids now, and he was lamenting that he's still alone for the holidays.
with all those kids.
Yeah. Even with all those kids, he says he's still alone.
Yeah, he has 180 kids, this guy.
So how many more does he have before he's not alone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. But Love in a Cup, that's what the documentary should be called about him.
Yeah.
Love in a Cup.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of get that. I mean, if you were sort of like a, you know, you even if you find out, like, okay, well, like, I had, like, loving parents who, like, were, like, there were, for whatever reason, were artificially inseminated by this sperm donor. I don't know if I necessarily, like, wanted, like, hang out with a sperm donor for Christmas.
No, I think you want to avoid sperm donors for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I have a... And I haven't asked really. I don't think I have a sperm donor in my circle of friends, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like
it's a certain personality, right?
Yeah. So I don't know. All right. Well, let's talk about this. We have a story about another unhappy holiday story. I want to tell you about a woman a 20-year-old woman whose name is Miracle Rivera. Cool. And she and a gentleman got into a verbal altercation in St. Petersburg, Florida, where Miracle and the victim of this story, apparently that this gentleman was accused of infidelity early on Sunday morning, Christmas
Eve. Making outside donations.
Yes. And then around 3 a.m., Miracle followed the man into the living room where he was on the couch, and she picked up the Christmas tree and began to strike the victim with it repeatedly.
Not a bad object. It's like, it's not going to really hurt them, but it is going to be shocking to be struck.
Could poke your eye good too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you could get kind of itchy.
Yeah.
And sticky.
don't believe that we know much about the details of the actual Christmas tree. Real or fake?
Yeah, was it real or fake? Yeah.
What was the size?
Yeah.
Were there ornaments on it?
Were there ornaments on the tree?
Because the star at the top could be really deadly. Got to be careful with the star.
Yeah.
That lady is strong to pick up a tree. And
that's what I'm saying. Like if it was our tree, the most Rachel could do is tip it towards me in a direction that I'm kind of at. I'm pretty safe if that's the weapon she's going for because the tree is too heavy.
It's too heavy.
But Tyson, you may have struck upon her strategy, which was maybe she just tipped it over once and then like jumped up and down on the tree
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like that's what happened, Danny.
Yeah, it sounds like she was like taking baseball bat swings with this tree, which means it's like it's not even a tree.
A little tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little
tree. Like a Charlie Brown tree. Yeah.
Yeah. And
Florida, I think, per capita has a lot of little trees.
A lot of little trees.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is all part of a police report, criminal complaint.
Wow. I bet you smell great after being attacked by a real tree, though.
Just all piney.
In the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Go out and then just like attractions skyrocket.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe a four-footer, Juicy J says.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the damage that the victim ended up taking was some numerous minor scratches over much of his upper body and arms.
Well, don't discount the loss of the Christmas spirit. That's a damage too.
Yeah, that's something that you can't quantify.
Yeah, exactly. Can't measure those wounds.
Yeah. So
deep or wide.
And the Christmas tree too.
Yeah. All the ornaments.
If it was a 4-footer, that thing was probably $75.
Took a 4-footer to the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I have some more information from the actual police report itself. That it was pertaining to infidelity. During the argument, the victim separated from the defendant by leaving their shared bedroom, going to the living room. The defendant followed the victim into the living room, and shortly thereafter, while the victim was lying on the couch, the defendant picked up a Christmas tree and began to strike the victim repeatedly. The defendant and the victim had been in a romantic relationship and living together for 2 years.
Okay.
But he strayed on Christmas. Probably works for Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was at the party.
Was lucky that he just got hit with a tree, and I feel like a menorah would be candlestick from Clue.
Yeah,
that's a bunch of metal arms striking you all at the same time.
Wow. Yeah, but it might have been worse for her in the police report later.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, minor scratches to his upper body versus looks like what 4 or 8. Punching fists in all in a line.
Yeah, we also don't know if the infidelity was alleged or actual.
Yeah, that's the thing with infidelity.
Yeah.
So
completely changes the story.
Does it?
Did he just have an account on Ashley Madison? You know, or was he actually meeting up with a real?
Yeah, did he like one of his old high school girlfriend's posts on Instagram? Like, well, what? Measure of infidelity.
Right.
I mean, come on. It doesn't take that much if Chad was out sitting in the truck, you know, with Randy from high school.
Yeah. Also, no mention of if presents needed to be returned then.
Oh.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Presents were returned.
Yeah. Were there presents under the tree?
Oh, well, now they have no shelter. It's a free-for-all. I think the rule is if the tree gets removed, anyone can grab the present.
Anyone can grab any present.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we'll see if we have any more details about that story. Okay. We also then have another story about I'm tempted to click on this other one about the Brazilian woman who hacked off her husband's penis for allegedly it involves an underage person. This guy should be lucky he got off with just a Christmas tree beating.
Exactly.
All right, so Liz's birthday, December 31st, New Year's Eve. It's gonna be a big day out in Las Vegas, where it could be break the all-time record for Las Vegas weddings on December 31st. Tyson, did you have any idea about this?
About what?
On New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
That there is some thought that this could be the all-time busiest Las Vegas wedding day coming up.
This particular day by itself. New Year's Eve, 2020.
Yes.
Wow.
The number to beat, okay? This happened.
How do they predict that? I guess they have
July 7th, 2007, there were 4,492 weddings for 777.
Wow. Oh, so okay. If you're a wedding crasher by trade, you got to get to Vegas for this smorgasbord of weddings.
I do wonder with Tyson, like, who's forecasting? Like, they pulled a bunch of people off the economy to go forecast.
No, so here's it's a special date. Okay, so the second most popular date, that there were 3,125 weddings on 11/11/11. Okay, but this Sunday, New Year's Eve, is going to be 12/31/23, which is 123123.
Okay, so Liz pointed this out to me about her birthday, and I just kind of looked up at my phone and was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that so many people were taking this seriously.
Mm-hmm. Like 777, I get that one. That's like, ooh, that's a lucky day.
In Vegas, too.
In Vegas, you're like, oh, that's like, we hit the jackpot on 777. Okay, 11/11/11, I feel it's a little bit like, oh, we crapped out on 11/11/11. But what's the romanticism behind, don't you get it? Our love is as easy as 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
When I do look at the clock.
Check. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
And it's 1:23 in the afternoon. I do think, oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. So you do?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, dude, 1, 2, 3. I always tell my kids, that's my favorite time of the day right there.
If Danny could do it over.
So maybe I should renew my vows with Liz. She loves it. Yeah. They got to get down there.
Well, that would be a romantic birthday gift, Danny.
It really would. Here's what I think. And like anything that will help you remember your anniversary is very good. I think if you have the foresight to do this, then why wouldn't you? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. That's easy. Now I remember.
Yeah, but it's not, your anniversary isn't going to be 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 every year.
Yeah, but do you remember that you got married on 1, 2, 3, 1, which is,
married on New Year's Eve, I think it's easy to remember your anniversary.
You're remembering. Yeah. You listen to all you people who are not yet wed. Get married on a holiday. I know that you're like, oh, you don't want to share the day. It makes it so much easier.
So much easier. Like, I can't even recall when I was married.
I can't either, to be honest. I'm on February 7th or February 8th.
Yeah.
I got it narrowed down between 2 days now.
So tie it to something special.
Yeah, that there are typically a lot of Vegas weddings on New Year's Eve. That typically it's about 450 to 500 any year on New Year's Eve. It's also a Sunday night, so maybe you get a little bit more because it's the weekend. So there's a pretty decent shot that this could be the all-time record-setting wedding day, and the Vegas hotels are saying that they're getting booked up.
Well,
exciting.
Can we get our Elvis impersonator licenses like right now?
Mm-hmm.
Get that
four-hour internet course.
Wedding money, yeah.
Yeah. So come on out into Vegas. If you're going this weekend, just be on the lookout for all the weddings. For 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
I got a friend down there who owns a wedding chapel on the Strip.
Yes.
You do? Like, how good of a friend? Because I've never heard of this person.
Really good high school friend.
And how
good enough that I've been there before to the chapel.
You have
spent a couple nights there. He had trampolines on the roof. He was quite a character.
Who is this?
Well, I can't say his name. I don't want to say his name, but it's I think it's called the Little White Wedding Chapel. It's near the Stratosphere.
Yeah. Shout out to the Little White Wedding Chapel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how come you didn't get married there, Danny? Did he have it back then?
Good question. I don't want to drive. It's not worth it. That's a lot of work just to get married.
Like, but after seeing it, were you like, dang, we should have gotten married here?
Yeah, there's trampolines on the roof. At least there were.
Yeah. What is the point of the? Are you like saying your vows on the trampoline, or
that was just something
you, man and wife, get ready to bounce.
It was something for personal use. Oh. This is something he did in his younger 20s before he owned the whole thing when he was just working there.
Stunt guy.
Nope. He just put the trampolines on the roof and then you could go up there. It was pretty cool, I have to say. Okay. So anyway, yeah. So good luck to him. Hopefully he makes gangbusters on that wedding extravaganza.
This is the moment he's been waiting for.
Okay. Yeah, finally.
Finally. Okay.
Finally.
Then we've got some science news to talk about. We've talked a lot about how the different asteroids that are out there and whether or not they could eventually hit us. So there's the God of Chaos asteroid. It's nearing our orbit. I don't believe that we are in danger for a hit, but NASA is going to be sending a spacecraft to go and study it, Danny. What are we doing with the God of Chaos asteroid?
I saw the trajectory. It is pretty close as far as asteroids go. I didn't know we were sending something out there, but it does make sense. We've sent out further missions to study other asteroids a lot further away. But this one's going to be knocking on our doorstep. You might as well send something out there to crawl around on it. Mm-hmm. It's not full of gold, though, so it's not going to be one of those economy-busting, multi-trillion-dollar asteroids. But still, something to go out and research. Mm-hmm. It brought up the discussion as to whether or not we could just shoot a nuke out at incoming asteroids and blow them up as a defense against them. But this one's going to be pretty close.
Yeah. Are we studying it to see if we could alter its course, or are we studying it to see if there's anything worthwhile?
Yeah, I didn't see this like alter course study as a possibility, but who knows? I didn't even know that they were going out to it. I thought they were just remarking on it because it was passing so close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, eventually one of these asteroids is going to find its way into our orbit. So it's important to know.
Yeah,
you think so? You think?
Oh, 100% really do. I mean, we have evidence of them all the time. What, didn't they just find a brand new crater like in Arizona?
Yeah, well, there's craters all over out here. But it's fine. Even if one finds its way in here, is it going to shift the Earth so much that it's devastating?
It's going to send up a cloud. Well, first of all, the impact will be devastating to anyone near it. Then the amount of debris.
How near and how big does the, because the asteroid's going to burn up in the atmosphere a little bit. Depends on the size.
Yeah, of course. It'll
break apart. If I know anything from watching movies, as it hits the atmosphere, it starts shrinking down with heat and it turns red hot.
But if it's big enough,
If it's big enough and it does make impact, I mean, it's going to be a pretty massive explosion. Mm-hmm. Then the real problem is the amount of debris it throws into the atmosphere that then shields the sun, cools the Earth, and brings about a nice ice age.
Mm-hmm. Well, Arizona could use one of those right about now.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe you could ask NASA to nudge this into Arizona.
Because I feel like...
Yes?
Elon Musk could come up with just like a giant vacuum to suck all that ash up or something.
Yeah. He'd call it the X vacuum.
Yeah. The X vacuum, X factor.
The whole X thing is just a sign of like, I've given up trying to come up with names. Just going to be like X.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is easy.
What was the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio where... Don't look up. Yeah. I don't feel so great about the space billionaires saving us if that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I also don't feel very good about the government's ability to save us either.
Yeah. So
what we need is, I don't know who I trust in a pinch.
Did you watch that Julia Roberts one on Netflix where the end of the world and it was apocalyptic?
I did. I did watch that one. Did you like that one?
I need one of those bunkers.
Yeah. Well, yeah, don't do too many spoilers, but yeah, I didn't love, I couldn't turn it off, but also didn't love how it made me feel.
So. Because it hit too close to home, or you're just like, what am I doing in this situation or what?
I didn't really felt like,
I recently read a book that was pretty accurate about the end of the world, and I didn't like it either. I'm like, this one was way too real about the what would really happen.
What's it called, Danny? Asteroid.
Oh man, I'd have to look up on my books, but it was just like they were constantly in a state of starvation. And I thought, I don't need to be told the truth. Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to live in my fantasy land and have NASA worry about these problems.
But, Rob.
Yeah.
Did that inspire you to be like, I need a bunker like that?
No, I don't think so. I think the thing with these bunkers is that, you know, and there was a story recently about how Mark Zuckerberg is building a bunker.
Yeah,
it's
Hawaii,
like,
yeah.
There'll be one thing that you didn't think of with the bunker that's going to ultimately be like, you plan for everything and it's like, oh, wait, we forgot this one thing.
Yeah. I mean, that could be, but I don't think so. I think if you have like a master architect who is like, because you need UV light, you need clean air, you need clean water, you need food, you need friends, you need the like entire DVD collection.
Yeah, you need like so many contingencies for every like little like thing of like, oh, we didn't bring an extra washer for the like whatever. And now like, okay, well, this system is going to break down.
Well, and the problem for Mark Zuckerberg is that now everybody knows he's got one. So if you're in Hawaii,
we're all going there. Yeah.
You're like, dude, let's just camp out. Mm-hmm. He can't be in there forever. Or can he? Mm-hmm. Probably. But then generations just wait for him to emerge.
Yeah. But then by that time they like 15 generations later, he emerges from his bunker.
And is instantly like, beheaded.
No, mm-hmm. He's revered as like, because it's just like the tale of the man who lives in the bunker. It's like Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
But then there's also the generation of security guys
that he brings with him. They also like have a coup and they overthrow him.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I love that.
I'm picturing this different. I'm picturing
like Willy Wonka-fied as he comes out.
Three generations from now, he finally emerges because it's safe again. Enough is safe. And he comes out and he's got like Howard Hughes fingernails.
He's
and
got just a cane. Like, and
all gnarly.
Trips.
Yeah, he trips. He does a roll and then he doesn't get up because his back is really broken because he's like 98.
Mm-hmm.
No way, dude. He's been capturing young locals and doing young blood transfusions.
That doesn't work when they're all tainted with the outside.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Unless he's harvesting them. Well, he's harvesting them.
We don't need to worry about the God of Chaos asteroid. This is not the one.
Yeah.
All right. So everyone.
But it's
don't
just
worry
a nice wake up call. Like, let's get those bunkers built, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Or how about this? How about a defense system for everyone mm-hmm. rather than bunkers for a few? Yeah. And that's probably what NASA is studying is that, like, how do we nudge these out of the way? They've already done it once, mm-hmm. so they know it can be done.
But why not have a contingency plan? Like, sure. Safety
Why
for
not?
All, but let's secretly build our bunkers.
I feel like if all we right. spent all the money that people, these super rich people are spending on bunkers, I feel like we could fix a lot of the problems that would cause people to need the bunkers.
Mm-hmm. By the way, upkeep That's on a bunker, unless you're a billionaire, it's like a lot of these people who I saw building bunkers 20 years ago now have a bunker filled with expired food
mm-hmm.
and leaks in the roof. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, dude. You should have just lived your life.
And they all have mm-hmm. lead poisoning.
Yeah.
From
they all have, yeah. It's just like, come on, just live your life because the apocalypse isn't going to happen in your type. I can't guarantee that, but most likely not.
That's not what a lot of the churches are telling us. They're telling us the apocalypse is happening in our lifetime. And they've been saying that for hundreds of years.
Look, government institutions, churches, they need to tell you that to keep you on edge so mm-hmm. that they can kind of, help direct you. But I'm telling you,
Church
of Danny is telling you, just chill, mm-hmm. all right? And just enjoy life while you're living it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't waste your time and energy on a bunker. And when the world falls apart and you realize you don't have a bunker, you're the only one, then come and find me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Danny, do you have a Venmo we can send you our tithes?
If you feel so compelled,
I like this message.
Yea, verily, feel free.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, look, don't worry about the God of Chaos asteroid. That's mm-hmm. it. We don't have to worry about it. Just live on your life. Enjoy New Year's Eve in Vegas. Get married mm-hmm. and move on with your life.
It's an exciting little asteroid that's going to not hit the Earth.
Yeah. And even if it did, it's like, okay, well, we had a good run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a great run. It's a little cooler in Arizona, but now it's going to be tropical and our property value is going to skyrocket here in the next while.
Through the roof. Yeah.
Through the roof.
All right, this is an interesting story about a study that was done about the self-checkout line. And self-checkout is everywhere. And, you know, you go to these stores and then instead of going to the cash register, you're going to ring up all your stuff. And they found that the people that were most likely at least to admit to stealing at the self-checkout are those with income over $100,000, Tyson. What do you think about that?
I think that I have definitely walked out of self-checkout with free stuff. But I also think I've walked out of self-checkout double paying for stuff too. Like I think that it's gone both ways and it is inadvertent. The self-checkout I'm pretty good about. But I do think, I don't know. Is it on purpose? They're saying it's on purpose. These people are saying.
So they asked people, all sorts of different people, how likely are you to steal, intentionally steal from the self-checkout?
Wow.
And the highest self-admitting group were people that's income was over $100,000. And this, they did some like, drilling down into this. And the biggest reason they think it's like, why should I have to do this? Don't I deserve?
Oh, paying themselves.
Don't I deserve a thing? Like I'm checking out this stuff myself.
Give me my
what is this? $10? Ah,
that's the price that I would have paid for the person to check me out. I don't love that.
Yeah,
because I like the self checkout when I have a few items and you can see there's a line. And all of the things have a barcode on it. I don't go to self-checkout if I don't have a barcode on an item. Like if you're getting like a bag of fruit or something, I'm not going through.
I'm not
going to
work the machine.
Stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Put me through the regular checkout line. That's sad. People shouldn't be stealing like
that.
I
have seen more articles recently that people are bringing back or removing self-checkout and bringing back real people. Just maybe for this reason, but also for reasons of just people don't like self-checkout. I'm with Tyson. You give me a pastry or a fruit or vegetable and you put me at that self-checkout and now I'm irritated. I don't know which of these codes. Oh, I can't
weigh
find this pastry. Yeah, exactly. So I did read that big retailers, Costco, a handful of others are bringing back real checkouts because of the frustration with self-checkout.
Yeah.
Superhunt says fruit has barcodes. Some fruit has barcodes. And some fruits, barcodes don't even really work because they're so teeny tiny little cute sticker.
It is hard. Like sometimes like I'll be at like Sam's Club and they have it. And now I've got the gun and now I'm going through everything. And it's like, but I'm not putting things on the conveyor belt. So I have no like system that's telling me what have I gotten and what have I not gotten yet. I have to sort of like keep like a mental tally of, okay, I've done this in this specific order, so I've hit all of these things.
Yeah.
The store I go to has something that weighs what you've put in.
Yeah.
So it's like, please place your item in the checkout area.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, can't register a super small thing.
Please bag your thing. And then it's like, attendant on the way. If it calls the attendant more than once...
Yeah, and I just leave your stuff and walk out.
Yeah, I regret being in that line. Once is okay when they're like, oh, yeah, you have to like, I just
scan this card that only I carry.
Yeah.
Type in this code only I know.
Yeah.
And now you're good to go again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the issue also that maybe a person that's making over $100,000 is buying a ton of stuff? Like they're not going to notice.
Yeah. Could be buying lost. All this stuff. I mean, that's not what they were asking.
Yeah.
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 Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like they have a more full cart, maybe.
That's easier to hide the theft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree, but I still think it's a weird spot to like. Can you imagine like getting arrested for that? Like Tyson Apostle from Survivor was arrested earlier today for only checking 9 of his 10 items out. Yeah, exactly. He justifies it by saying that there was no one there to check him out, so he.
I'm rich. Like you can't do this to me. I'm rich.
Yeah, that's the story you're gonna tell. This is just like, and then you're just like, it was an accident, I swear. And they're like, we have cameras of you doing it for years, literally years.
Look, if you spend all day scamming pensioners as your job, then you go to the grocery store. What does it matter if you didn't pay for the bananas, right?
Okay,
sure.
You're living high on the hog.
Yeah,
you don't have time for this.
Yeah, come on.
So, Tyson, don't steal anything, though. I don't want to read that article.
Yeah. and
I
don't
down with my children.
Yeah, I don't want you to go down
explain
like this.
What happened.
Tyson was Tyson was not available for comment, or neither party was available for comment at this time, but they were contacted after hours.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, what happened to Tyson? Children, sit down. When a man becomes rich, he thinks he's entitled to certain things.
Yeah, like free bananas.
That's how it would start. Free bananas is one of those things, apparently,
yeah,
for Tyson.
Yeah. Well, our grocery store, and if we're talking about bananas, has this little, like, if you're under 12, they have a free little snack area to encourage kids to eat healthy, and you can take an apple or a banana free of charge as a child. So my grift would be send my kids in, take one free banana, one free apple, bring it out, go back in, do that over and over all throughout the day.
Used it in the car, the puppet master. Yeah. Really did bananas and apples all day long.
Yeah, this is the old food court lunch.
Yeah, just like nonstop. I like that idea, but and it was like, are people abusing this kindness of the grocery store to have? I thought it was cool. Do they have that at your guys' grocery stores?
No,
free samples. No, never seen
it
before.
No, it was like a whole like they had a tray of apples and a tray of bananas, and if you are a child in the produce section, you could take one free and eat it while parents were doing your shopping.
Mm-hmm.
No, cool. So, though.
Yeah, it was cool. Still cool. Very cool. Shout out Bashes.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So shout out for Bashes. Shout out for the Little White Wedding Church.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of shout outs.
Shout outs to that. Okay. It's been a minute since we talked about the chess scandals, but can't let the year end without talking about another one. So in the world of Chinese chess, that there has been rumors of another...
Chinese chess, not Chinese checkers.
Not Chinese checkers.
Is Chinese chess just regular chess but played in China?
You know what? I have to be honest. I don't know.
I think we're talking
about
professional chess in China.
Professional chess in China. Yeah.
Okay.
So
not a different game,
but another cheating scandal has rocked the Chinese chess community. Dude. As somebody has been stripped of their title after winning a national tournament that this man defecated in a hotel bathtub.
What a man does in his own hotel bathtub. Nobody else's business.
And so I had thought that this was some sort of like a, you know, that he was disbarred from the championship because this was like a shameful act. But they're also saying that this could also be
in the rules.
Some evidence about the use of the vibrating anal beads here.
Again?
Okay.
The same ones?
Guys. Did I tell you about the YouTubers who recreated the cheating using beads?
No.
And it worked?
No.
Okay, so a group of YouTubers devised a system, practiced it, then invited a grandmaster to play against their guy who did not know chess at all. And using vibrating beads, were able to beat him, thus proving that it could be done.
Mm-hmm.
So there is evidence that it's possible. This is making me rethink my whole... 11-year-old watches chess videos and instructional videos on chess. I didn't know it was such a sleazy world, the world of chess. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like rethinking whether or not I should let him watch stuff about chess.
Yeah, because
I thought it was so sophisticated.
So you think that these brilliant minds that have mastered chess have also been brilliant enough to figure out how to cheat at the game of chess?
So yeah, what they're saying, what he's being accused of is that he allegedly clenched and unclenched rhythmically to communicate information about the chessboard via code to a computer, which then sent... I feel like if you can do that, I feel like you should win.
Yeah, Morse code, especially within the allotted time, you know, with the clock where you have to... I don't know how chess...
Oh my gosh.
Works, but like you got to do all that Morse code clenching to the computer.
Clench communication.
It's not even like that it's televised and like that he's just receiving signals back.
And what if you
clench? Will that...
Yeah. If you clinch weirdly too, then you get it all wrong. So you have to clinch perfectly every time in the heat of battle.
If he can do this and then also not give away that he's doing this, he should win.
That's a whole new level of
That's
play.
Different. That's different. Yeah.
That so should be part of the sport.
Yeah. No, it's
He's
a new sport.
Created a whole new language.
It's you can play with vibrators or without vibrators. Those are the two. Now, when you sign up for a chess tournament, if you sign up to play with vibrators, then they do an X-ray scan and make sure they do an X-ray scan before you go play regular chess. But if
What's crazy is that vibrators,
there's no X-ray scan.
This guy creates a whole new clench language, right?
Sure.
He devises an instrument he can put up there. He clenches, but he doesn't get rid of the evidence. He just like rips it out in the bathtub and like walks away.
Yeah.
It just seems like the opposite of what a person would do.
Maybe if you have like this like super expensive like vibrating anal bead system, like you don't want to drop it in the toilet.
Yeah, you got.
No, I get that, but why didn't he clean up?
Look, we just like the last story, these people that are rich and entitled, you know, they're just like,
don't ever think they're going to get caught and like living, toeing the line forever and ever and never getting caught. It's like Lance Armstrong.
Hey, I'm the king of chess. Yeah.
Finally, he's just like, I'm just carrying powders of drugs all over me at all times for every type of
the hubris
enhancer. Yeah. The hubris that comes with not getting caught while doing something cheating wise, eventually almost always catches up with you because we don't know.
How do you speak Chinese and clench? Because it's a language that requires, you know, tones. And so how do you get a tone through a clench?
Say something in Chinese and clench at the same time. Let's see how you do it.
I can only think of remember one word from 2 years of Chinese studying.
Ma? Yeah, you lived in China.
I lived in China. I know, dude. I can't remember any of it.
Wow.
That's the one thing I found out I can't do in China is learn a language. So let alone clench Chinese, which is like next level Chinese. Mm-hmm.
But I bet if you were playing chess in China, you wouldn't have to speak Chinese, Danny. You could speak
clench.
You don't need to speak anything. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
And well, is clench like universal or is it like
it should be? Yeah. Like,
because you know how sign language isn't universal. There's different sign languages.
Yeah. I was shocked to learn that, you know. Well, it kind of made sense with ASL, you know.
Yeah.
So now there's going to be like ACL, American clench language.
Yeah. CCL.
What an exciting world we live in.
Okay. Yeah.
Is this how all humans are going to communicate in the future? We're all going to have vibrators and we're all just going to clench and then nobody will have to make any sounds, which will be nice, except for we'll lose our tones, which makes us all unique.
Yeah. Maybe. My goodness. But it's the best way to commune with robots is through clenching. Because it's binary. It's like a binary language. So it's easier to understand.
Yeah. Okay. Another bit of research has come out to show that when men sniffed female tears, that it was produced.
Happy.
Yeah, it made them calm.
Calm.
What did it do when they tasted them?
I don't know. They didn't examine, but they found that there were odorless chemicals in the makeup of human tears, and what they found was that men, I guess, who were, I guess, agitated when encountering female tears, that these there were signals that were sent that blocked male aggression.
All right, hear me out. Two battles lining up on the battlefield.
Yeah, missed them with tears.
Yes, missed them with tears.
Mm.
You've got the battle won.
Do you think that maybe what the jet fumes are already is female tears?
Oh, the contrails, female tears?
Yeah, the chemtrails are just female tears mist sprinkled down upon us just to chill us out a little bit.
They have like giant windowless industrial buildings just milking tears like 24/7.
And just like women hooked up, women's tear ducts hooked up. They're like, what do you do? They're like, I'm a tear.
I watch rom-coms all day.
Yeah.
I will say that this study was done on rats and then they found that female rat tears blocked the aggression in the male lab rats. And they're calling this is chemo signaling.
So they're
pretty
not,
big leap to say that it's going to be the same thing for us.
Hmm. But Spirit Airlines should try it.
Spirit Airlines also in the headlines this week, they lost a six-year-old kid.
Oh, I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't lose him. They just sent him to a different city.
They knew where he was. It just wasn't where his parents and guardians wanted him to be.
I don't think they initially knew where he was because his name was not attached to the ticket they put him under. I don't think. Like, they put him on the wrong plane somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened. I just saw the headline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if any tears were shed then that calmed
the dad. Yeah, the mom cried. The dad got
right
calm.
In the face.
Yeah.
If that was true, women would have more like a skunk reaction. Like when you're like arguing with your wife and she's like just sprays out of her tear duct directly into your face. You're like, oh, wait, what were we arguing about?
I'm so chill now.
What's happening? I'm going to go take a nap. No, you go ahead and get all of that all those couches and that table. That's fine.
Yeah. We don't need the old ones that we bought 6 months ago.
We'll see if we have any more on that study. Uh-huh. Okay. And then, let me tell you about another very special thing from our own News AF world. Okay.
Okay.
We talked about one of our listeners, Casey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Had been talking about, Casey wanted to get a News AF tattoo and wanted us to give some inspiration for that. Well, we do have an update on this story, as Casey has shared in the News AF Facebook group, Group AF. Mm-hmm. We'll let anybody in unless you're a jerk and then we'll kick you out. Okay. Yep. So KC said, happy holidays, everyone. I've been getting tattoos for over 12 years now, and I certainly have some that I regret, but this is not one of them. I drive for a living, so I listen to a lot of podcasts, and it's not an exaggeration to say that I listen to News AF almost daily. For me, it's exactly how people will watch shows like The Office and Parks and Rec on repeat as a comfort show to have on in the background. Every episode makes me laugh, even when I've heard it 5 times before. And when I'm bored or need to laugh, I'll just choose a random episode, let it play while I'm driving or painting. Thanks for everything you do and all the laughter you bring to people who need a laugh. Okay?
And Tyson's been immortalized.
All right, I'm ready.
Not just me, us.
Well, I know what we did, guys.
Here is real footage of Casey getting a real tattoo.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm very honored.
I like the design he went with because it's clean.
It is clean.
It's straightforward, and it's got probably the best line of all. We did it, guys.
Yeah. News AF.
Iconic.
We did it, guys.
Yeah. Very honored, and I love hearing that he listens every day. Like that's
we don't need a bunker to preserve News AF. It's been immortalized on someone's leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible. So, Casey, thank you for sharing all that with us.
Yeah. We might have a little project in the pipeline, Casey, that'll make you very happy.
Yes. And Danny, do you like that he went with the quad? You think that was intentional?
That was
for
a nice touch.
Yeah.
If that was intentional, that was a very nice touch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you say that a quad tattoo is great for accenting really girthy quads?
Yeah, if you want to draw attention to your girthy quad, you definitely want this tattoo. Mm-hmm. Draw the eye to it and people can appreciate your quads, which you probably work really hard on. So, mm-hmm. No, genius. It's just an added touch. That's Perfect. Someone who really knows News AF.
Yeah. Okay. All right. There you go. Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole today?
Guys, let's do this.
Okay, together. Here we go. Last bolt hole of 2023.
Man.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
All right, Danny Bryson.
I don't know what you guys got for Christmas. Lots of presents out there, lots of opportunities. Hopefully you got that smartwatch, that Apple smartwatch before. Mm-hmm. I think it actually might be done. I don't think you can get a new Apple smartwatch because of that lawsuit. But there's other items that lots of people got. And one that I constantly see in the news, and I'm not exactly sure what it does, and I'm probably going to be lectured about this, is something called a Steam Deck. Do you guys know what a Steam Deck is?
Steam Deck?
Yeah, it's before you get into the Steam room, there's a entry port at the front of the deck, the Steam Deck.
So it's used for gaming. Mm-hmm. And the Valve, I think, makes it. This is me doing probably a whole lot of bad information.
Wait a second. Valve is what, a company?
Yes, I think so, yes.
Okay.
I think Valve makes the Steam Deck, and the Steam Deck is used to play
games.
They had to put out a warning telling people not to huff the fumes that come out of your Steam Deck.
So actually fumes come out of it?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. They had to come out and say, please, you might
enjoy. And they're working properly?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you might enjoy your new Steam Deck.
It's a video game console.
Yes. And
it's like a handheld, like the old PlayStation. It looks like kind of like a Nintendo Switch if you have the things on the side. Yeah.
So if you got one of those and you're really getting down with the smell coming out of the vent, they had to come out and say, please do not huff the fumes coming from your Steam Deck.
Is it okay to just have those fumes in your house?
That's the interesting thing. Maybe they're like, okay, just like don't straight from the source, let it dilute a little and then kind of,
I feel like that's not great though.
Nostrils.
I like this though, because have you ever worked on a computer and then you can smell the computer as it is really ramping up and the, I think that's the same as probably this, and people are just like getting high off video games, but now that's like double high. But there's probably, every time I smelled that smell of an overheating computer, I was like, that probably can't be good to inhale.
Mm-hmm. And not just computers. There's lots of new electronics. Mm-hmm. I feel like when you, well, it's kind of like when you turn your furnace on for the first time during the season, you're like, woo, that's a strong smell. They're calling this deck lung, which also doesn't sound good.
Not good.
Because is it worse than vape lung or
black lung? Like if they've got a name for it and it's deck lung, that does not sound good. So as a warning to those of you who may have gotten one for Christmas and you're kind of enjoying the scent coming from the vent, back off. Maybe run a fan that blows it the other way. Don't get deck lung. You don't need that.
So you got it now. You got to play outside. This is getting kids back outside. And this was their thing the whole time is like, let's make them go outside by making it poisonous to play with our console indoors.
They're like, please play in an area with more than like 300 square feet of space.
We're getting deck lung in here.
Ventilation. You don't want to get deck lung. I don't want people going to the hospital with deck lung. They're like, it was completely black, the inside of his lungs.
Yeah. Here's a perfectly clean lung. Oh, that's really pink.
I do feel like Tyson, that all it is electronics, new electronics, heating up for the first time and sending out the aroma of technology into the air.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do get that with almost all electronics like that get hot.
Yeah, that new Steam Deck smell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you can enjoy that, just don't enjoy it directly from the source.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Yep. But if you got one, Merry Christmas.
Do you think that Steam Deck's next play is cologne?
Oh.
Well, they're going to team up with Goop and make a candle.
Yeah, a candle, a cologne.
Yeah.
And they'll be slightly less toxic.
Candle would be good.
Yeah, slightly less toxic than the ingestion of the actual fumes.
Yeah. By the way, this can't be any more dangerous than an actual candle lit in your room. Because that's
vaping.
Definitely putting off fumes. Oh, yeah. Or vaping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which,
I bet a lot of these guys that own this thing vape anyways. That's
doing them at the same time, though, that'll just put your lungs and your deck lung into hyperdrive. Don't do it. All right. Mm-hmm. Just putting out there.
And just for our listeners who are playing on the Steam Deck, where is the top deck lung doctor?
Oh, in the United States?
Yeah.
Right now, the only ones currently treating deck lung are in the third world. But
it doesn't seem like there's been any deck lung injuries yet. But they're saying, like, don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, Christmas just happened, so there's a lot of time for deck lung to develop.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cass says she's an adult and has a Steam Deck.
Yeah.
Vape?
Yeah.
We'll ask her how it smells. Can she describe the smell?
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
Have you
experienced the...
Yeah.
Can we get Cass on here? Is that impossible to do?
Not impossible.
Timely manner, probably.
You want to interview Cass about having a Steam Deck?
I just want to hear about the smell.
Yeah.
Maybe she just write what the smell is.
Yeah. All right. Let me see. What would be the best way to do that?
I feel like few people are ready when they're leisurely listening to this, set up to jump into a podcast.
Well, yeah, maybe not.
They missed their chance then.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, this is just a PSA, guys. So it sounds like she's got one. She's probably taking measures to not inhale too much.
We're assuming that they're being responsible.
And, be responsible.
Please be safe and do your Steam Deck outside.
And listen, if you guys want to get in on the ground level of this, I'm coming up with an invention that filters, it attaches to the Steam Deck, and then it filters the air to even cleaner air than what it was before.
Okay. Cass says, it was quite plasticky the first few weeks. Now it's just odorless.
Oh, interesting.
Nice. Okay. It has to burn out that initial coating.
Yeah, it breaks in.
Okay.
Interesting.
So that's how you know you've gotten good at your craft when your Steam Deck is odorless.
Man, should I get a Steam Deck? They looked cool when I Googled them. I've never even heard of these things.
Do you do a lot of PC gaming?
Zero.
Okay.
And I'm very, very bad at it.
So probably not, Tyson.
I mean,
probably not.
I've wasted a lot of money on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the idea of being good at video games. Like, I'm like, when I do play them, I'm like, dude, how cool would it be if I was so good at these games?
I watch my kids play games and I think I can't move that fast. I don't even know what they're doing. I can't tell what's going on even on the screen. So
every time you add an extra button to a controller, it's exponential on exponentially more difficult.
Well,
for me.
And
a two button controller, fine. Three button, that's 8 times harder than a 2 button. 4 button, that's 95 times harder.
Well, we grew up with a Nintendo that had only just the arrow and 2 buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all you need.
Like on Fortnite, when I watch my kids, they're fighting and building structures simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, and it's crazy. I don't even know what my 11-year-old is doing. And I watch him almost every night and I can't tell what's going on. And half the time he's just running around and spinning around in circles. I'm like, are you still playing?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening? And then the next moment he's building a giant wooden structure while sniping someone at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible for an adult to do that. It would kill
them. I didn't
know
there was so much building in Fortnite.
Oh, yeah. They build.
You have to build.
Yeah.
Dude.
I tried one time. I had a 12-year-old yell at me. I had the whole group laugh at me. And then I
can't do it.
I couldn't do it.
That's why Steam Decks, video games are so complicated that Steam Decks are just, they're working just full out, melting hardened metal, because that's how hard they have to work and putting off those fumes. So,
dude, I need a punch button, a jump button, and a forward and backward arrow. That's all I need.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, what a year it's been for us here on News AF. The next time we get together, it's going to be 2024. Can you believe it?
It was inevitable.
It was creeping on us.
Yeah.
We're here. So. Okay. All right. Danny, what's coming up for you this holiday week?
Just working on disappointing my wife on her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Is that more effort than to make her happy?
Actually, it's the least amount of effort.
Okay.
Disappointed. But the gap between how much effort is required to make her happy and disappointed is so huge. It's just not possible to bridge that gap at this point.
Yeah. So why even?
It's not going to do.
Yeah.
Plus, historically, she's been disappointed. So might as well stick with what
and
she
it's
knows.
Like, does Danny want to go on an adventure on that day, or does he want to spend it celebrating Liz's birthday?
You can't go on an adventure, right?
You can't. I mean, no.
That's
no,
but
first of all, I'm saying if he pisses her off enough, then he's not going to make her any more disappointed and upset if he just goes.
Oh, she'd find a way.
Mm-hmm.
And there won't be any tears squirted in my face.
Yeah.
During that argument.
Yeah.
She'll keep those tears to herself.
Okay.
So, just a birthday. Got to plan a birthday.
Okay. That's exciting.
All right.
Something fun. Do something special for her. There's lots of things you can do as an adult.
Tyson, it's the most difficult time to plan a party ever.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Have reservations.
I don't plan a year in advance. Getting a caterer on New Year's Eve, nothing is easy on New Year's Eve. So
why don't you take this opportunity to plan for next year then? Rent a room.
I'm not that guy.
At a restaurant somewhere nice.
Nope.
Go somewhere you would never spend that much money on a regular day. That's all you have to do. Like, all they want you to do is spend so much money that it hurts you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's all they want. On their special day, just figure out a way to spend so much money that it's painful for you. And they'll be
okay.
Happy.
Wise words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. All right.
What about you, Tyson?
I'll be throwing some discs today, playing some pickleball tomorrow. We got a Zoo membership for Christmas, so we'll be activating that and going to Palm Springs for New Year's.
Zoo membership?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Rachel's parents. I thought I misheard you.
Parents got us a zoo, a year-long zoo. We've had Zoo memberships in the past, but ours expired, and it's like honestly the perfect gift. Like we live 20 minutes from the zoo. It's so perfect outside right now to go walk around. Even if you don't enjoy particularly seeing the animals, just going and being outside and walking around in the big, huge open area is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Ross, as a reminder, happy holidays, everybody. Don't forget to cancel your Quibi subscriptions before the new year. Yes.
Oh, I forgot that running bit before that I had going for like 6 months. Yeah. Before it, cancel your 3 month free membership before you get charged. Yeah.
And
for
CNN Plus also.
Yeah. CNN Plus also. I don't think they even charge for that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that system's up. None of it's up. And all of that content I did for them never see the light of day.
Yeah.
So, Rob, what do you got coming up?
So coming up later on today, so this is my busiest podcast day of the week. We got this one, and then I have coming up at 1:30 p.m. Eastern live, my annual tradition is back for the fifth installment, where we are going to be having a Brant Steele. It's very nerdy. Do you know what that is, Tyson?
No. I think it's like a fan fiction-y thing.
Yeah, it's like a fan fiction. It's a simulator of either Survivor or Big Brother, and we've done it. We'll be doing it with the stars of 2023. And so Mike Bloom and I have been soliciting all of the biggest news and pop culture stars. It's not really like reality people, but all of the biggest events and things from 2023, we'll be putting them into a fictitious Big Brother season and playing that out in real time to see who is the ultimate star of 2023.
Wow. I'm excited to hear.
Yeah. So we'll be doing that live coming up today, 1:30 Eastern.
And you'll let us know next week who the biggest star is?
Sure.
All right. Okay.
I mean, awesome. I could let you know at 4:30 today.
Good.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
It's all happening. All right. So make sure check that out. And then we're wrapping up Suits Yourself, closing in on, we're in season 9. Only a couple episodes left.
Wow.
What a boss, dude.
Mm-hmm. Just podcasting away here as we get ready for 2024. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Yes?
Yeah, I was just saying you got to immortalize yourself before that asteroid destroys us all.
Got to.
Yeah.
All right.
Got to.
Thank you so much for joining us. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
That's it for us. What if I changed the catchphrase just like after the tattoo was done?
Oh my God.
Here we go. We did it, guys.